correct?
Jim,
Kendrick.
Yeah, somebody's missing. We don't have enough.
Okay, well, we will get the ball rolling, and although I just heard a ding-dong, I bet you that, okay. Who is calling in? Last four numbers, 8259.
That'd be me. That'd be Jim Genrick.
Welcome, Mr. Genrick.
Thank you. Thank you. Trouble with the computer. I'm not sure what's going on here, but okay. I'm alive and well.
We are glad to hear that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'm putting your name up on the board. Okay, we now have a full house. We have no further guests, it looks like. Okay, we will call our Tuesday, June 2nd, Alloway Village Board meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Dook. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second, Matthew.
Okay, let's see. Where does Margaret's... So, I'll tell you what. How about if we move number 9 up to 4A? Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay, so who made that for the initial motion?
Trustee Sampson.
Move to.
Okay. Trustee Sampson.
Trustee Harris.
I like the amended one, as does Ms. Trustee Harris, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the amended agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Brings me great sorrow to announce a gentleman who has served our community for many years, Randy Gass, passed away on May 26th after a four-year battle with lung cancer. He fought it well with a tremendous spirit that he's always attacked life with. Randy served as village trustee for 9 years, as the village president for a year, and as our village attorney for the last 4 years. And our heart goes out to his family, but he served our community very well, and we're very sad to see him. Another announcement, based on the recommendation from the Brown County Sheriff and with what's going on in the area tonight, I'm issuing a proclamation of emergency where we will have a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the village of Alloway tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. It could be extended based on what activity is taking place, but people are gathering, people are talking about not having, not doing what we want them to do, and we need to protect our businesses and our residents. I heard that Baldy was going to close down at 8 o'clock on their own tonight. So, with our the proximity from for Alloway to downtown Green Bay, I just think so that will be in place. We're getting the word out as we speak. And we have a new guest, yeah, just to check.
That's Kevin.
That's Kevin.
Okay.
Yep, that's me.
President Rafter?
Yes, sir.
In a correspondence with Captain Sandberg, the enforcement will only be done on groups not heading to a specific destination. So just so they know. you know, it's not as if they're going to be out there looking for people. This group's not heading to a specific destination.
Groups.
Yep. That's how he phrased it.
Okay. So, any other announcements for Ed?
No.
Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Hearing none. Public appearance section. I don't believe we received any correspondence for public comment. Debbie?
No.
Okay, we will then move on to old number 9, new number 4A, action regarding noise variance permit request for 3233 San O'Shanter Court on June 26, 2020 from 4:30 to 11:59 p.m. We have Margaret Hogan with us, who is the bride-to-be. And congratulations, Margaret.
And thank you.
You are welcome. And the wedding was supposed to take place at the Botanic Garden, and they're not able to do that, so they're going to have a small reception at their home. And they will have music. It will be a DJ that will put the speakers toward the house. And both Margaret and her father, Dennis, have assured us that they would watch the noise levels. All the neighbors have been informed. Folks behind them on St. Mary's are going to be informed. And the CEO, Jason Vogel, spoke with both of them and recommended that we have this noise. So, with that, I will entertain a motion.
This is Lynn. Move to approve.
This is Rob. I second.
Any discussion?
Quick question.
Yes.
To be consistent with what we authorized for an extension on the Lorelei and their noise permit going till 11 o'clock, should we look at this one being 11 o'clock also?
Oh, this is Lynn. That makes absolute sense because we should keep them the same.
I also had some, concern about that going till midnight because there may be more, you know, that have to happen outside, and we gotta keep that under control, I think.
Yeah.
Is there any way to set like decibels on a speaker, or how do we monitor something like that? Because I don't know much about speakers, but some of them are really loud and some of them aren't so loud.
Well, I think in this particular case, too, you're dealing with a DJ who's got total control over the volume versus the Lorelei, who's got a live band with several people as opposed to a backyard gathering. 11 o'clock is going to be as disruptive to the neighbors as midnight, and if the neighbors have been spoken to and they're okay with it, I mean, I don't see any reason why not let it go till midnight.
If there are any concerns or any complaints, Margaret's dad is going to have his cell phone with him, and Jason has his phone number. So
I guess I was impressed that in Alloy you get such good service that we can decide on a case-by-case basis. You know, I was impressed that our officer took a close look at it, that they went around and talked to everybody that they thought might have a concern, and that we can do that. Now, if there's a corresponding concern that we don't have the time to do this kind of case-by-case thing in the future, I would respect that and vote to keep it consistent at 11. But that's just my off-the-cuff, that I was impressed that we can handle things on a case-by-case and individualize things.
Can I just note that on
and
the...
I would agree that it's a pretty small turnout, I would guess. 25 or something, it says here. So.
Okay. I think I was impressed with the idea that they're putting the speaker, pointing the speaker toward the house. That's a good idea.
Okay, and Margaret, I think you're unmuted. Have you received any concerns from your neighbors?
No. We live on a cul-de-sac. Yeah, they're all really excited about it. And they're all...
We have a text group for everyone on the cul-de-sac, including a couple on Arbor, and when we reached out, they immediately were like, you can use our driveways, don't worry about the sound, you can come and whatever. So, we only have one neighbor behind us to contact, Bill Nelson on St. Mary's, right away said, absolutely fine, don't worry about it, enjoy, congrats. So, I would just say this neighborhood's extremely accepting and been good to us, and we'll respect that.
What time should we be there?
We'll be over the limit.
Okay, so any other discussion on that? We do have a motion to approve in a second.
Any other discussion? If I could just add.
It is to 11:59. It's the motion.
Okay,
we have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Margaret, we wish you the very best. Hope you have great weather. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Moving on to action item number 5. Creation of an ad hoc finance human resources committee. Mr. Lane.
Yeah, just a continuation from the last meeting, and in further discussions with Julie, and then Debbie helped me with finding a lot of old information. The previous finance committee was created as a ad hoc to begin with, and that would be our recommendation to see how things go. I did list quite a few things that. Would like the ad hoc committee to weigh in on, and I think it would be a good start. I think we're definitely in a position, especially after what we've been going through from the village standpoint with lost revenues. Long-term planning is critical. The public works, the parks, they do a great job putting together projects. It's the finance committee would be looking at the bonding aspect of it to get a better handle.
Okay. And then regarding the committee members, you're recommending 3 trustees, our finance director and administrator.
Correct.
Any thoughts about potentially, because it's an ad hoc committee, we can add members or take members away?
You can, and that's certainly something to consider, and I think once we get a feel for it, that's kind of what my thought was, is let's take some small steps and see how it works, and we can always grow with it.
And I'm thinking specifically there may be someone from the community that could add a great deal of value to that.
Yep.
With a professional background and whatever we require.
Correct.
We can always call them in on as needed basis.
Absolutely.
Okay, so looking to start an ad hoc finance personnel committee, do I have a motion on this item?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
We'll go with Trustee Dart on the motion and Trustee Genrich on the second. Any discussion? I think it's a good idea.
Could I just...
Yep.
Mention one thing. I think Matthew Harris would be very good on that committee.
Absolutely.
It's just throwing it out there. I mean, Matthew would have to agree to it, but I was thinking if him right away would be a good addition or starting place.
Thank you. Any other discussion before we take the vote?
Thank you, Penny.
Yeah,
I'm just curious, did the first ad hoc committee disband because it ran out of funds? It'd be a bad thing. I'm kidding, no discussion.
Trustee Atwood. We have a motion to approve the creation of an ad hoc finance and personnel committee in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Great idea.
And I would assume then at the next meeting we'll have a list of who you might recommend. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make a recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
Item number six, resolution 2020-17, amending Class B beer and Class B liquor license fees for 2020 and 2021 licensing year for renewal applicants. This is a carryover from the last village board meeting when we recommended to staff to draft the resolution in favor of cutting this year's liquor fees with maybe future action to be taken as well, but for now, 50%. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve as presented.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
Second. Matthew.
Trustee Harris, any discussion?
What is the, what are we agreeing to at this point?
It's going to be a 50% reduction, so instead of $500, it will be $250.
Okay. The payable July 1?
It's all payable prior to them getting their license. So it's part of the application process. Yep.
Okay.
And that's by state law.
Okay. All right.
Sure. And we had discussion at our last meeting that if we see further issues, we can always provide a rebate if we wanted to help our businesses. Okay, we have a motion to second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
I'll say nay. I wanted to be consistent with the ban to appear, but so be it.
Okay.
So is that all ayes?
You bet.
Or no?
It's all ayes and one nay. Six ayes, one nay.
Thank you.
Action item number seven, ordinance 2020-03, amending section 234-11-10 of the Fire Prevention Code to remove registration of recreational fire requirement. The motion was to cut paragraph, section 1, paragraph J, item 10, cut or delete the line, registration of recreational fires is required. So all other conditions to have fires in your backyard or around your house are still there. It's just that we didn't charge a fee for it. The fire department said it cost them a lot of time just to go to certify these permits, and most of them are movable fire pits anyway. So they recommended we also delete that. So I will accept a motion on that item.
Move to approve. This is Lynn.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number eight under new business, action regarding resolution 2020-18, thanking Matt Clark for his years of service on the Board of Appeals and certificate of appreciation. I'll read it. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Matt Clark for serving on the Board of Appeals since May 2, 2017, and to honor Mr. Clark with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway the second day of June 2020. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris. Second, anyone?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Thank you to Mr. Clark for all he has done for our village. We have a motion and a second, or a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Just heard someone join. Okay. We are moving on to, we've done number nine, so we'll go to action regarding write-offs on inactive utility accounts. Julie.
We have an amended agenda. The pump room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we thank you for bringing that up. The pump room has made a request to have an outdoor patio, much like we approved for the Lorelei, and should have received a drawing of what it's going to look like on the side and towards the back of their property. Debbie, I'm assuming you spoke with them?
Kathy stepped in, so I just asked her to put together a drawing and what their request was. I believe she was going to talk to one of the trustees today.
She talked to me, yep.
Okay.
I don't know if you have...
Do you want to fill in anything that she may have
here? Yes, pretty much as the drawing that she presented, and they're looking at noon until dusk, and they'll construct a snow fence somewhat like Zambaldi's on a temporary basis, and then if it looks like it's something to continue, they would consider something a little bit more permanent, and yet seasonal, obviously, at best. So they would, they don't anticipate this would be an ongoing kind of a thing, but just in the short term, that's what they'd like to do.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make them.
Go ahead, Jim.
This is Jim. I'll make the motion to approve. Sure.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second with one suggested modification, is that we be with, like we did with Lorelei, have a October 31st end date for it.
No problem with that.
I'm sorry, Jim, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Not a problem.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve with deadline of October 31st and the second. Any discussion? I would say with the snow fence that it would be a temporary measure. And
correct.
If, because like Zambaldi's is going to have their permanent fence up shortly. So if it becomes an eyesore or whatever, I wonder, should we put a time frame on it? But maybe if we think it's time, we'll let her know. How's that?
That works.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion? Helping another business stay alive. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. And Debbie, so Debbie, are we now on 11 then?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Item number 11, action regarding write-offs of inactive utility accounts. Julie.
Yes. I included a memo in the board packet. I'm hoping that y'all had a chance to read it. As said in this memo, I really don't have a good explanation for these inactive accounts other than I believe it's from renters coming and going, sales of property where one account is finalized, the other one's opened up, the bill wasn't paid, that type of thing, and then they were classified as inactive in the billing system, so they were no longer being billed for, but it was part of my receivable balance. And as requested, I'd like to go back to 2018 and 2019 and see if we can collect on any of those. But anything prior to that, I just don't believe there's much chance of collecting on it. holding the landlord accounts out so that if there are any accounts related to those landlords, we can kind of bundle them all together, write some letters, see what we can do about collecting these balances. Otherwise, I'm asking, like I said, to write off $61,000 in inactive utility accounts.
And that is not going to impact this year's
utility. No, at the end, right, at the end of 2019, because I discovered it in 2019 when we stepped into that billing role, I basically wrote them off on the books. It's an uncollectible receivable, pretty much, but I need your authorization to take them out of the system.
Okay. And we don't have the ability to collect anything prior to 2018.
I do not believe so. These bills, what happens with these bills, if they remain unpaid, we've got a process where we can put them on the tax roll. There's got to be proper notification to both landlords and regular residents. If that's not followed, in the case of renters, our odds of collecting are pretty poor, you know, to collect it from the landlord then.
Okay.
And we've definitely, we've put some, I mean, a lot of these final bills, which I'll call when people are coming and going, were kind of held off and done on a monthly basis. I've got Hannah doing it immediately, at least by the Friday end of week. We're following up on any that haven't been paid with letters. All landlords now, there was an act that was put in place in 2015 where if a landlord contacted us and wanted to know of delinquent bills for their tenants, we could put them on a list and do that, but we've decided we're just going to contact all landlords. And then when a final bill is sent to a tenant, there's also a system in place that we can send a duplicate bill to the landlord so they're aware of it.
Okay. Okey-doke.
Julie, could part of that be when, I bet some of this is earlier, but when we change software?
Well, and, you know, I talked to Brad about that because I know when I left here at the end of 2012, and at that time we had the Incode 10 utility billing, but we didn't have the accounting software. And that there are some of these old balances. There was some type of upgrade that was done in 2016, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure why they kind of built up over time like that.
So we don't have any such problems with current customers, correct?
I intend not to. I can't promise. But yeah, we are trying to, you know, stay on top of it more. And like I said, I think a lot of it was tenants. Yeah, you can get a forwarding address and send them a final bill, and if they decide they're not going to pay it and the landlord doesn't have a deposit left, you know, there's not much. They're going to go on the tax roll, though, and that's something we found out when we started the billing, too. We were in that lien process, and the system will generate those accounts, but there's manual manipulation, too, that was done to say this account is small, let's pull it off there, or maybe perhaps there's a payment plan, which then we once put it on the tax roll, but we weren't really able to find documentation of payment plans, that type of thing. So we're just trying to tighten things up.
Okay. And what recourse do we have if people are not leaving but they're not paying?
Like I said, that can go on the tax roll then.
Can we shut off
have
their
the ability. Excuse me?
Can we shut off their water?
We don't do any shut offs here.
Okay. Is that something we should consider if we have people who continuously, I don't know if we have that problem, but if we do, to turn their water off?
We do have that ability.
Okay.
I guess I would defer to Sean if he'd like to use that.
Maybe that's something we should talk at Public Works, but Sean, I just see you unmuted yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, it's something that we don't commonly use. We
my knowledge, we don't make a habit of doing that. I don't know that we've ever done that since I've been here. So shut somebody's water off because they haven't paid.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe it is something we should talk about in Public Works. I'm not suggesting we do that, but look at what other options we do have. Because if they don't pay their fair share, it goes to everyone else.
I have two questions. One, are most of these cases, delinquencies, they are renters?
A lot of them are.
Okay.
A lot of them are.
And you would roll it over to the next year's tax bill of the landlord who owns the property, obviously.
That's correct. But we've got to follow the notification process for that, too.
Okay. And then my second question is just to put it in perspective, you are successful in taking off the 2018 and 2019 delinquencies, that gets it around 65,000. How much do we bill per year? What is that percentage? 65,000 as opposed to how much we actually collect?
Oh, good golly. I don't have that number on the top of my head. I mean, we've got 3 point some million in just residential water sales, so.
Yeah.
So it's small.
Yeah.
It's a small percentage.
It's a small percentage.
And
it's gone up in recent years, but it's still pretty small.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why, you know, when you look at that cumulative total, why it kind of took off the way it did. I can't speak for that. When I look at the 10 years that I'm asking to write off here, a little over 1,500 accounts with an average balance of just under $40. Now, that's an average. There's a lot of little accounts out there, but there are some that are a little more significant.
Okay. Julie, should we establish a formal process for this? When I heard you talking, we said we could do this, we could take care of that, we'll get them on the tax roll, but if we establish a formal process, then whoever's in the role will have, you know, set out instructions to follow.
Oh, absolutely. We're working on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so Julie's looking for a motion to allow for the write-off of the utility bill prior to 2018. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve the write-off of the outstanding accounts from 2017 backwards.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Derrick, any discussion?
Yeah, this is Lynn.
Yes.
So there has been times where people don't know they were inactive and things were not correct with the water department. And I didn't get the memo, so I do not know what addresses are involved in this. But I can tell you it's a complicated issue. And people may not know that they should have been billed, and they may not know what they're getting.
Okay. Good point. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item 12, action regarding opening of park facilities during COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Clark.
Yes, our department put together a plan for reopening facilities that have been closed down since the beginning of the COVID-19 epidemic. The plan that we put together mirrors a lot of other communities' plans. And we utilize the Badger Bounce Back, the state of Wisconsin's Badger Bounce Back plan for a phased reopening of the facilities. So that phase one would be areas and locations within the parks that would have congregations of people. It would be 10 or less. And then phase two would be 50 or less. And then beyond that, phase three would be more or less wide open, as the state had previously said. We did bring this to the Parks and Rec Committee last week and had a good discussion on it. And they felt that it was a good plan that they approved and recommended for approval, and with the addition of wanting to clarify that it is backed by a higher plan from the state. So we did that and made those adjustments. I also included in the packet what the City of Green Bay's plan is, and their plan has specific dates involved with it, as well as the City of DePere's plan, and they have dates as well of when they will open some of their facilities, when they will allow things like sport groups to use their fields, and that. I do know that the City of DePere is revisiting this tonight, but do not know, you know, what direction they were going or the purpose of their revisit, but they were going to revisit their plan. Many other local communities have past plans that are very similar in scope, and everyone trying to keep and stay on the same page, so that there's not that much confusion throughout the area.
Okay, yeah, it seems as though it doesn't seem as though DePere and Green Bay are on the same schedule. I don't see any dates with DePere's. I just see current and phase one plan. And they seem to skip our phase one for at least for body count. Where our phase one is up to 10 people, DePere's is up to 50.
Right. Yeah, they initially had 10 people on theirs, and then their council just went right direct to the 50. I believe it was in correspondence that they had said that they were looking at like a June 1st, June 15th date on some of those items.
Okay, and when I look at ours, when did you expect us to go into phase one?
I'm hoping soon. I looked at the state website for the Badger Bounce Back Plan today, and out of the six criteria, the six gating criteria, five of those six have been met. They're green. The last one to be met is the healthcare downward trend of cases among healthcare workers, and what they showed on the website is that over the last 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, that has been going down significantly. So I anticipate that one would turn green within the next week.
And is that statewide or Brown County specific?
That was the statewide, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, statewide.
Okay. We don't know what that number is for Brown County.
No.
Okay.
Not specific to the county.
Okay. Before I take a motion, anyone have questions for Chris on this?
Just a recommendation, maybe a comment.
Yep.
I am in Menominee Falls, and I had taken my grandkids to a park today. And on their park, they have the COVID-19 sign, but one of the things they have on the signage is it says signage reminding visitors of social distancing and proper hygiene. One of the things they included on there is hard surfaces are not sanitized. And that's just for the knowledge of the people, and I just thought that was a good idea if you want to maybe think about that.
Penny, that is a great idea, and that's why we have put them on the signs that we will be installing. That exact verbiage.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Chris, when you and I spoke the other day, we were talking about Green Isle. and there are still some events scheduled at Green Island, right?
That is correct. The majority of the events so far have been canceled by the renters themselves, and we have refunded those cancellations 100% due to the epidemic. It looks like June, July, and August, for the rest of the summer, we have 8 rentals left.
And if those 8 rentals fall into, depending where we are in phase 1 or phase 2, we have an issue having those events take place?
No, I think we could accommodate. And in talking with our rec coordinator, his best thought was with these rentals, maybe do it on a month by month basis of canceling them. So for, say the July renters, we look at it mid-June and see where we're sitting within that phased approach, and then contact them and give them plenty of notice.
So are some of those events, I'm guessing they might be a wedding, or what kind of events are they?
I don't have the exact what they are in front of me, but I know that several of them were, family type parties.
Okay. And what are the baseball youth sports groups saying?
The youth sport groups are the ones that, obviously would like to get out there. We have spoken with most of them already, both the youth sport and some adults, but we're asking them to put a plan in place and present that to us on how they would best manage their program and the facility as recommended through CDC, guidelines and that is, spacing, cleanliness, making sure that they can control their spectators, things like that. And several have provided those already, and they're all very good plans. They're just waiting to hear from us as to when they could get started.
Okay. And per your plan, what phase would they be able to do that in?
Phase 1, they could start practicing. Phase 2, likely start with gameplay. Probably if there's any tournament, I do know we have a couple of tournaments, one a youth baseball tournament and one a youth softball tournament. That would be difficult. Potentially could do it in phase 2 with working with them. Otherwise, that might have to be a phase 3.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Chris? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion.
I'd move to approve the plan that's put in place. I would like to see some dates put to it, but certainly understand with following the guidelines of the Badger bounce back doesn't really put dates to it. It puts numbers to it. But I think at some point we need to put a stake in the sand and decide which direction we're going.
And if you find, I don't know how important it is to be the same as Green Bay and De Pere for these purposes. Our programs are our programs and our parks are our parks. But, okay, thank you. So we have a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Okay. Trustee Sampson, any discussion? So, Chris, I would just to add on to what Trustee Atwood said. I would like to see some guesstimates of dates, and I'm guessing that's what the other guys are putting together. If something spikes, I'm sure they're going to change their minds, but at least with a goal in mind, that would be great.
Okay.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Lynn, did you say nay?
No, I said aye.
Aye, okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you to Chris and your staff and our Park and Rec Committee for coming up with that plan. Moving on, we're on to action item number 13, action regarding Brown County Tax Collection Agreement for December 2020 to February 2021. We contract with Brown County to take care of our tax our property tax payments, and Debbie tells me that the proposal has not changed very much at all from last year. It's pretty much the same program, just with some wording change that doesn't significantly impact our agreement. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Dart.
Second.
Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, action regarding consent agenda. We'll take A through D. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve. I'd move to approve. I'll second.
Okay, Trustee Harris, motion. Second by Trustee Genrick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14 under reports, or 15, under reports and discussion. Update on site plan and design review for the construction of two apartment buildings at 3241-3245 Riverside Drive, property just south of Advanced Eye Care Center. Who wants to take this one? Trevor?
Yes. Sorry, it's finding the unmute button. Yes, I did forward the board different correspondence that we received from both parties regarding the motion and the next steps. Ms. Clausen, the developer, decided no longer to proceed, and the FARs were investigating the cost of what the whole project would entail. So, it did not meet the, or both parties did not come to an agreement as of that Tuesday by 5 p.m. as indicated by the Village Board motion.
So, that means that it goes back to the first proposal from the developer. I would say that if the two parties still want to get together and figure something out, have at it. But I think from the board's perspective right now, the first plan is approved. Anything else on that, fellow trustee?
No, I think you're right. I would agree with that.
Okay, thanks, Trevor. Item number 16, building inspection report. Hello, Kevin. Kevin's trying to unmute himself. Let's see if I can unmute you. Yeah, there you go. Can we hear you?
Working on his cinematography.
his hand and I couldn't figure out what it was.
You're
showing a lot of skin.
let's see
if he calls in.
Yeah, well, if not, we can go through it quickly.
Oh, he's got his phone in his hand.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll tell you while we're waiting for him. Are there any other agenda items that we want to see on a future agenda? Perfect timing. Kevin?
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
always watching, isn't there?
Yeah. Fred, did you keep him out of the game?
Kevin's going to have to either shut off his iPad or turn the volume all the way down.
Yeah. Are you there, Kevin? Okay.
There's his lights.
Nice lights.
Kevin? Boy, you are being challenged tonight. Okay, well.
I could make a motion to table that until next meeting.
You want to do that, Brett?
Second.
No, there wasn't a motion. That was just a question.
Oh.
Yeah, this is one of the things that Trustee Harris had asked, if we would do an occasional update on building inspection. Okay. Now, Kevin, shut off your iPad, and then you'll be fine. You shouldn't echo.
We're going to give him one more chance. You there, Kevin?
So, yeah. Okay. So I turned my iPad all the way down. And,
okay. Tell us about the report.
So the report that I had was exact same time from this year as last year.
Yep.
And we actually issued 20 more permits this year than last year. So I believe this year we're at 263 issued permits, and last year at this time we were at 243. So the virus or anything else hasn't really affected it, or that people are around and actually getting projects done around the house.
Yeah. A lot of HVAC work going on. So that was last year, yeah.
But that was today.
Yeah. Well, it's up to the minute reporting, my channel.
One of the things that, by doing this and just having a conversation with Kevin and having him joining us, I think, Kevin, you said we got four new homes right now under construction?
We have four new homes and one commercial building that started up.
Oh, yeah, again, kind of what Kevin indicated, that even though that we're going through this pandemic, the residents are still very active in maintaining their property, so that's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Yep.
Any questions for Kevin?
No, thank you. Just thank you, Kevin. It's, as we get more six-month windows, we'll have a better feel and be able to see any trends or just the one-off things.
Yeah.
Correct. And I did look into like what Bob had asked about in reference to doing a report by address, which I could. It's not the address, though, that will come up. It's the parcel number that comes up, and I can track that by as many years as I want.
Very good. Any other questions or comments for Kevin? Hearing none. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Sure. I will. Practice your skills, Nick. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh. First time using Zoom. 8x8 was a lot easier.
Okay. Well, now you're a Zoom expert.
Yeah.
I will. Moving on to item number 18, I'll accept a motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session.
Move to go into closed session pursuant to Statute 1985-1E.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Thank you. We are enclosed. Everyone else who joined us, you can now log off. Thanks for being here.